Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Who do we have in our third seat? Well, we have basically a legend in the podcast game. This is somebody who's had pretty much any position you've had in what she would describe, and I think most of us would describe, as big podcasting. Maybe you heard of WNYC, where a lot of the GOAT podcasts emanate from. Maybe you heard of Stitcher, where a lot of our friends have shows on that network as well. Maybe you know her work from, I don't know, Revisionist History, The Dream, or Bad Blood, if you mess with Elizabeth Holmes. Please. Oh, and also, I would be remiss to not mention her latest show, Shameless Acquisition Target, about podcast acquisitions, in which the aim is to sell out as quickly as possible and have the show acquired, which I think is a very noble pursuit. Please welcome to the microphone, Laura Mayer!
Wow. Thank you for having me. You know, I never had like a wedding reception, and I feel like I just got introduced as my own couple.
Right?
On the dance floor.
Wow.
Here I am.
Wait, what do you mean? You referenced a partner, a spouse.
I got married, but we didn't. Okay. We got married at Staten Island Borough Hall.
Okay, eloped.
And then I did a podcast the next day, but we didn't do a party. Yeah. We never did a party. And we were like, we'll do a party. We'll do a party. We never did a party. The only reason to get married is to do a party.
Yeah. Was it because of pandemic?
No. This happened like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Let's throw a party. Okay. Dan will DJ for free.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll MC.
Yes.
For free for as long as I want, right?
Yes.
Anytime?
Yeah, he'll bring all the equipment. He'll bring all the... Yep. He will bring the PA. Okay. He'll bring a subwoofer. What'd you say? You had like a 40-inch sub you could bring?
Yes, I do.
An industrial sub.
DJ, I'll be there with all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I have a bunch of friends who have kids who are like 12, 13. So can you like... Sure. How are you good at like... Can you get a bar or bat mitzvah dance floor going?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oof.
I mean, you don't know this. Absolutely. Daniel and I, we used to moonlight as bar mitzvah pump-up dancers. You know what I mean? People don't know about that
not
industry.
Not far from the actual truth.
They be hiring people with high energy to go to these b'nai mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Because I respect the culture.
Got it too going.
Yeah, we go up, turn up. Dana would do like a backflip and shit. I would do some fire dancing. And then they would ask us to leave because we weren't hired by the people throwing it. But
Well, that's what would happen at my wedding ceremony 10 minutes after. Or 10 minutes. Fire. Excuse me, 10 years. After. So thank you for volunteering your labor for free.
Absolutely. As somebody
it would be
who,
my utmost pleasure.
Yeah, I just had a wedding and so the best part was the dancing and not the vows and stuff. I definitely got emotional, but I'm a dancer. You know, I'm a dancer.
The love part was okay. But the dancing.
The love part is infinite. The love part is always. Sure. The love part is just your day to day. But
that's a pre-existing condition.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. You pinpointed it. But it's not having everybody together and watching your dad turn up to like Future, you know, that feels like a moment, you know. He was like, what is this? I'm like, it's Future. He's like, OK, I'm in my scumbag era. I'm like, OK, Dad, let's go. Daniel O'Brien, no relation. Search history. What is it? What is something from there that reveals something about who you are?
Can I fly a blip? Here's how all this started. I was on a fishing boat a couple of days ago, and I saw a blimp on the boat. And if you assume that fishing boats on like a Monday morning are full of older gentlemen, you'd be correct. If you assume older gentlemen are super into blimps, you'd be correct. If you assume older gentlemen love explaining very obvious things to other people, you'd be correct. It's a whole boat full of people going, blimp, 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 hey. Hey, did you see the blimp? Did everyone see the blimp? It's been a long time. You never see blimps anymore. I was just going to say, you never see blimps anymore. When was the last time you saw a blimp? Ugh, long time. That's me too. Long time, blimp. So we all took turns saying blimp for like 45 minutes. And then it got me curious. So I went home and I Googled how many blimps are there, active blimps. Is this an answer you know already?
No.
Yes.
How many active blimps? Like how many?
How many blimps are in circulation? Right
what does
now.
That mean? Like, does that mean like it's who can fly one? Like, how many are skyworthy, airworthy?
How many are in service? How many, if we needed all of our blimps right now to fend something off or to travel us, take us very slowly from point A to point B, and we got all of them, how many do you think?
Okay, and I hate to keep asking because I love like trivia like this, but I always like to narrow it down. What classifies as a blimp? Like, what's, because in my mind, there's only Goodyear and MetLife.
That's the correct size. There are some like Zeppelins, I don't think are technically blimps. And like, I'm not putting hot air balloons in that. It's like very large. Yes, that's the word. Yeah.
We're getting into dirigible town. I don't know. I'm going to just say maybe there's like 3 per state. So about 150, less than 200.
That's good math. Yeah. I like where you're coming from with that one.
Like, and I feel like every state's interjecting. There's like 3 dirigible guys and they all know each other.
Right. And I'm only interjecting here because this was something that I, too, was interested in a while ago. It was one of those things where it's like you see a blimp and you ask yourself this question. I think we had a very similar coming to like, let me look this thing up. And I did some similar math and I'm not going to. Daniel, please continue. But I just want to say,
so you're
that
saying
Miles,
you already know the fucking answer, Daniel.
I do know the answer.
I'm sorry,
to this question, but I'm just saying. I just wanted to say that this is also something that fascinated me. And Miles, I thought the exact same thing you did. So Daniel,
I like how you're also doing it like a guy who's trying to not say a wrong answer. But it's like, and look, I was also looking at this. And Miles, you're gonna love the answer. I'm not gonna.
You're gonna love it.
I'm not Miles, gonna.
Let
give
me
an
tell you something. You're gonna love it.
Wrong.
And we're gonna throw it back to Daniel. Daniel, throw it back to you.
All right, DLB.
The rough consensus is 25.
25.
What? The whole world. The whole world.
Wait, that's the whole world?
That's it.
All of them.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about it. I completely got, oh my, that just almost had a panic attack.
That's all we have.
25?
And I'm thrilled to announce exclusively here on this podcast that I have entered my blimp phase of my life because now I'm down a rabbit hole of it. Because now that there are so few, I was very curious, can I fly a blimp? That was my question. And Google assumed I meant, can I ride in a blimp? And
no, motherfucker.
Which is not what I wanted. But that took me to the Goodyear blimp page for passenger information, where I learned that rides aboard the Goodyear blimp are by invitation only. So I went back to Google and they said people often ask, how much does it cost to ride a blimp? There are no tickets to buy. All blimp rides are auctioned off for charity at a cost of $14,000 for 2 people, as told to us by a blimp pilot during our tour. If you wish to take a free tour of like a sitting blimp that's not in the air, you can call and find out about that. MetLife does not permit rides in its blimps, and Goodyear only offers rides in its three blimps to auction winners.
Wow. So wait, damn, and Goodyear has three of the 25.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
What a percentage.
I know.
That, I mean, that's what I was going to say. They're known for that.
Yeah.
That's like and all they got. I think most people don't even know they make tires.
There's so few blimps in the world. There are so few blimp pilots out there. It takes a very long time to learn how to do that. And it also, from the, a quick Wired article I was reading, it's very, there's no autopilot for it. Every blimp ride is different. You have to get, every blimp is different. You have to get a feel for the, like they say, the personality of the blimp. And you also have to be able to, like moment to moment, you're responding to air pockets and wind and weather, and no takeoff and landing are the same. And it's just like these very skilled, very few people who are taking these expensive, difficult, and the more I think about it, once in a lifetime blimp rides that I desperately want to be on. And I don't think there is 100%. A clear path for me to be on a blimp.
I don't like that. I don't like that there's no clear path for you.
I know. Thank you.
Okay, Zeitgang, if you know anything about piloting an airship, a dirigible, please contact us, because we have a young man here who we don't know how much time he has left. I don't know, maybe 50 years, 55 years.
That'd be great.
Left on this planet. That's what the doctors are giving you, more or less.
Yeah.
Or life expectancy for a man in New Jersey. I don't know what that is, but that's it. And he would like to be on an airship. Can't you maybe, this sounds like this sort of like thing that happens in Japan, right? There's a lot of things that are dying out, like with generations, like certain ways of making things or harvesting things. And there's like a generation of younger people who don't want it to die. So like they're using like, you know, everything they can to just like try and preserve these like old methods of like making like soy sauce, for example. I feel like, where is that for our blimp pilots? Why aren't we like trying to preserve this?
Yeah, it's just a thing that I don't think there's enough interest in. Like no Tesla is going to develop like sustainable blimps, because I think it's just like me and 100 other people on Google who want to ride blimps anymore. So they're just like, there's not enough interest. And you look at like, it's very expensive to, it's like $100,000 per ride of blimp to just like, to just fill it with helium. And when I learn these things, I'm like, there's no way blimps are anything but terrible for the environment. And there's not enough interest to fix that problem. So it's just going to be one of those things like alarm clocks that dies in my lifetime. And most people are going to be fine with it. And I will not be.
Yeah. Damn. That is a damn shame.
Yeah.
You know, I foresee something in the Department of Drones replacing what blimps do for us.
Yeah.
But you can't fly, you know, LED drones don't work during the daytime. And nothing replaces that presence in the sky like a big round hot doggy shaped blimp just like cruising through the air.
Well, especially when there's an unsuspecting group of like non-combatants and they see that huge shadow come over their backyard party. I'm talking about a Reaper drone. I think they're thinking of different things. That would be cool too. That would be cool as well.
What is something you think is underrated?
I think phone calls are underrated.
Mm.
Because sometimes it's like, look, I just need an answer right now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just real quick. Like, I don't feel like typing it. Maybe it's like, maybe it's too much to explain.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'm just like, yo, hey, you pulling up Friday? Yeah. All right, fool.
Good.
Right. Now.
Easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just tell me right now so I can move on. Like, I'm just trying to check this. I don't see no problem with that. Now, granted, I do have a friend that refuses to text and only calls. Mm. That's different. But, like,
you hit send and suddenly your phone is ringing.
Yeah, that dude. And I'm like,
oh, no.
You're like, what?
No, but, like,
there was a reason I texted. I promise.
Yeah, but generally, if it's just like, hey, we need to do this by Friday. Bet.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I think it's underrated.
You know, honestly, in this day and age of mostly text communication, it's harder to deny you didn't get the info if you got that call too.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I called you. What do you mean?
We don't even talk.
You pick up the phone. You're like, oh, wow, look who's using the phone. You remember this fucking conversation? Like, oh,
yeah, we had a conversation.
Yep. Okay. That's on me.
I think it's underrated.
We've had people on here talk about phone calls being underrated for like catching up, hearing people's voices, like interpersonal connection. But in terms of, I think this might be the first time we've had people like advocate for phone calls in terms of like exchanges of information. So a thing that I know some people who do is they will leave an intentionally vague voicemail or text that's like, hey, can you call me? Or something, you know what I mean? Because they just like they want the call to happen quicker.
Right.
And
I hate that.
Scary.
It's passive aggressive.
Or you got to let them know it's nothing bad.
Right.
Dude, my first thing is like, so just call me.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just call. Don't give me that because now my brain going every. I'm like, dog, that feels manipulative. I'm just like, yo, look, and because. I'd much rather like I don't now in their defense, like I don't like catching up on the phone. I'd much rather be like, yo, let's go get coffee. Let's go do something.
Right.
I'll catch up with you in person. But I definitely don't want to be walking around the house for an hour and a half.
Right.
Talking about, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But I think a phone call, especially because of like the work that we do, like I had to call my I had to text my assistant yesterday and was like, hey, I need to fill this out by the 10th. Mm. She ain't respond.
Yep.
So I was like, the 10th is today. Like, had I just called her and was like, yo, do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Got it. You know? Because she's like, oh, my bad. I didn't see this text. And I'm like, that's fair. She could have been on a flight. I'm not her only client. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, God, dog, man. Just let me just call you real quick.
Yeah.
In that case, you just hit the exclamation point on the
bro,
on your
I
own
show
the tap
back. I will show you that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did.
I'm sorry, you did. I didn't add the proper.
Yes, and she just replied, "Sorry, I got you."
Punctuation,
because I hit
the word I was looking for.
There it is.
I hit the exclamation power. The tap absolutely. Yep.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated? I have to go with my girl Carly Rae Jepsen. I will not shut up about her. Uh-huh. I love her. She's released two new singles this year. They are both good in different ways. And I'm seeing her on tour in October and she's dropping a new album. And I just feel like she doesn't get the respect put on her name that she deserves for being truly just one of the greatest pop girlies in the game right now.
Wait, you're going to that show at the Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I saw that date. I was just at the Greek. I saw something and I saw like all the shows coming up and I was looking at her message. I said, I'm down to go see that Carly Rae Jepsen show.
I'll be there.
Everybody, I think you and a lot of listeners are like, go see the shit live. Go see it.
She's great.
Go see a show.
She's a fun time.
Yeah. Wait, so what's her new music? Is it, because I just listened to that one album like from 2 years ago, like a lot. What's the new
music? Dedicated?
Yeah.
She has great stuff on Dedicated. She has a new album coming out called The Loneliest Time. And a lot of it was written during lockdown. And she started doing like Zoom collab sessions. She wrote like 100 songs and then like whittled it down. No, she overwrites. Damn. It's crazy.
Yeah, right.
For emotion, she wrote like 200 songs.
Oh, that's so what Prince when she too, dies, it's going to be like Tupac.
Those right.
Like, you're like, yo, exactly. You ready for that new CRJ?
But don't speak that into it.
Don't worry. She's
don't
not in any
that.
Damn,
pop
Miles.
Beat. I'm talking about when she dies a natural death at the age of 140.
Okay.
And then they'll just be dropping music from her 20s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone's be like, what the fuck is this?
30s. She is like 36 years old. She's in her like late 30s. Yeah.
She is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. When Call Me Maybe dropped, she was like 26, and that was 10 years ago.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Okay, Carly Rae.
For some reason, I always associated her with Bieber because that song like hit, I think, around the time Bieber was like at his peak fame.
Oh,
and they were both Canadians. And
yeah,
I just,
fellow Canadian.
Mm-hmm. I associated it as videos. Like a, I was like, oh, they're like teeny boppers.
She's but my, then, yeah.
So for that reason, I spent 5 years not listening to her. And then I heard Run Away With Me. And I was like,
that's a good song. That's a good song. On Tinder one time, I matched with the guy who directed the music video for Run Away With Me. And I was like, didn't you direct the music video for Run Away With Me? And he never responded.
He's like, ugh. Fuck.
Wait, you recognized him by name? You were like, I'm sorry, excuse me. Are
no,
you
No, he had like
the...
a he had like a thing that said that he was like a director or something. So then I Googled him.
Oh, right.
I like Googled him director and then found that he directed the music video for Run Away With Me. And I was like, hello. Oh, my God. The love of my life. And then he's the one that got away.
Oh, yeah. Well, it happened.
To quote a Katy Perry song. You guys know that song? The one that got away?
I don't. I know.
It is very... about Josh Groban, which is crazy to me. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, he's, you know, no disrespect Groban. To Mr. Groban. I like Josh Groban.
I feel like a lot of disrespect for Josh Groban is about to happen, but go
no,
ahead.
No, I just, they don't seem compatible to me. And it's crazy to me that Katy Perry is writing that he is the one that got away.
Who has she been compatible with, though? We were just talking about her recently. And we're like, Russell
I feel like Orlando Branch. Bloom is a good fit for her.
Yeah, Bloom.
Yeah.
Her and Orlando Bloom.
I just, to me, she's like so, it's so hard for me to put my finger on like who she actually is as a person. Like I get like the avatar of Katy Perry with Orlando Bloom, but I'm, you know, I want to know the real Katy.
I do. Does she even know the real Katy? That's the question.
Do any of
all
us know who we are?
Carly Rae Jepsen does. You can hear it in her honesty in her lyrics.
Yeah.
Confident. Leave it at that.
Yes.
Josh Groban. Orlando Bloom. Two names. No, Orlando Bloom, I have heard mentioned multiple times for different reasons in the last week on various podcasts.
What was the last one?
One for fighting Justin Bieber, and I forget what the other one was for.
Why is he fighting a child? Like, I know that Justin Bieber's an adult.
That wasn't
like,
even
recently?
Raised. They were just talking about it like it was like a Tale of the Tape boxing thing on This Is Important, another iHeart podcast that's a lot of fun. And yeah, they were just talking about it like, yeah, fight, you know, between I was like, that is it's like telling me like Robert Redford fought like Michael Jackson when he was in the Jackson 5. It's like they're different eras.
Also, Justin is not well right now. So I just feel like
This is from 2014. I know what you're talking about.
It was a long time
okay.
ago. It was a long time ago. But it still like Justin Bieber was even younger than a child. But I don't know. And then somebody else was talking about him as an actor in another podcast I listened to. It's like Bloom is having a moment in the zeitgeist for no good reason.
Yeah. I think he's about to be in some new movie or something. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
That Bloom is definitely off the rose.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Let's take a quick break while we bask in that. And then we'll come back and ask you for something that you think is overrated.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. What they're like looking for, we're going to use the famous catchphrase, the Daily Zeitgeist. We don't know.
Could be a lot. Could be. I mean, it's definitely classified documents that the archives know are there and they've tried to get back many times.
Yes.
That's at a minimum.
Is that definitely true?
Well, you think about, right, like even to get a warrant, you got to explain this. When I execute this search, it means I can turn up evidence that will show that this crime, said crime, has been committed. You also have to say like what has been done on the way to even say you need a search warrant if you've exhausted all the other things.
All of it.
Because you're being like, because then you're like, the only fucking option we have now is to run up. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think to get there, you have to demonstrate. And the lawyers have been speaking to his lawyers about this. So there's something there for sure.
Yeah, they said they've been talking since June. And it was like meetings. Like, and right. Trump was at one of them where he was like, yo, you got a box of what now?
Right.
All right.
Gotta run.
Hey,
gotta
can go. You lock it up, though? Like, that's they even said that. If they was like, yo, can you make sure you lock that up?
Lock her up. Yep.
And they were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I still think, I don't know how else to slice this. This is, it's objectively funny. Everything about this is, it's just funny. Because we have to back up a step to be like, this grown man tried to flush paper down the toilet.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You, so like paper, like what we used to do when you trying to hide a joint from your mama. You know what I'm saying? I remember my dad used to tell me all the time, son, I'm going to quit smoking. I quit smoking. Mm. And it would be a cigarette butt just floating in the toilet.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't have to tell me you're quitting. You know what I'm saying? For me to have to find, like, you could just be, you smoke in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what you did because I'm seeing it's like, or at least watch it flush. You know? But I'm like, if you can't get a cigarette butt down, you took an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and thought you could flush it in the toilet.
Yeah.
That's objectively funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They just had to dig clumps of it out of the White House, which we knew. We knew already, like, that was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, it's objectively funny because it's like, yo, I'm going to take this box with me as a memento.
Right.
Even if it's just like, I think it's a moment, even if you're not hiding crimes.
Right.
You're just like, oh, this is dope. I want to remember that I was a president at one time. I want to be able to show this to chicks. Like, that's funny. Like,
that is exactly what we would expect from him, too.
You need, you like, fam, you don't, we all know you was the president. Like, you ain't gotta, like, you don't need to die. What is you doing? You know what I'm saying? And if you hiding evidence, fam, you keeping it? And then on the top of that, it's just, I'm going off because it's obviously fresh in everybody's mind, but I'm like, this man was like, they even broke into my safe.
Yeah.
Where I keep stolen documents.
Right. And let me get you don't think the feds was gonna go in your safe?
Right.
You thought the FBI
that was
gonna walk in your
that was
house.
Base. I hadn't called Ali Oxen free yet. That was base.
Yeah, they exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know
completely
what I'm saying?
Out of touch with anything approaching
blue, make it
consequences
for yeah, like for bro, you really thought
yeah.
that if you put it in a safe. That's the FBI gonna be like, oh,
right.
Well, it's in a safe, guys. I guess we could go home.
Right. Because there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, right? Like, because he's under the idea that because I'm president, I can declassify whatever I want, which is true. But there is a process in which to do that. Because Trump was getting in trouble doing that shit just on Twitter. He's like, I hereby declassify this shit. And they're like, no. They're like, you have to go through a proper chain of command, like a chain of custody to make sure certain documents are, you can't just be by decree. So there's that element. Then it's like, who boxed up the shit? Who moved the shit there? And there's a lot of people, a lot of hands on it where I'm sure maybe Trump can begin to be like, I never did anything, blah, 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 blah. But it seems to be from a lot of the accounts that Trump himself knew what was where and had a hand in handling shit. So it is hard to know like where this goes because it feels kind of like in everyone's minds, like, what is this? Some weak sauce documents charge they're trying to get him on? Is it that there's highly classified information and there's like an espionage angle where this dude clearly had some like documents that he could maybe sell to people, blackmail people with? shit like that. If there's, because clearly,
or just like cover up the evidence. In which case, I have,
which
to
is also another crime.
Flush though. That shit. Oh but yeah, yeah. Again. No, no, no. That's but that's thing. What I'm like, saying. He would have so burned like, that shit, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this is objectively funny. Because right. I'm like, in no way are you. I don't know what your angle is. You handled it all wrong.
Right.
I don't know what the angle is. This is hilarious. Yeah.
I would say the one skill that he has more than any other president we've had is he's better at getting away with crimes than I True. Think most presidents, because, or, you know, like outside of the official channels of like yeah. doing the crimes through the CIA or FBI. So like, I just, yeah. I don't know. Like my Mueller sense is tingling. Like some of the shit in the New York Times thing was just like, the search, however, does not mean prosecutors have determined that Mr. Trump committed a crime despite the yeah. historical and political. It's just, it worries me that like this will come to nothing other than, you know, like I don't think they're going to stage a successful civil war over this, but I do think there's going to be violence.
Well, the rhetoric,
yeah,
they're definitely going to feel
like vindicated. Like, this is the stuff we've been telling you. We've told you this was coming.
Right.
And that's know? What they've been saying. They said if they yeah. can do it to President every a lot of politicians have had a version of if they can do this to President Trump, they can do it to you.
Well, right. they if have you, done it you, to us.
So yeah, like, they do it to people. Is,
they do it to people all the time.
Time.
Right. Number
like,
one.
Oh, you mean people who commit crimes?
Like, what are you yeah. So that's about? The other thing. So that's why I'm like, that's the thing when I think about like that like far right circle or even these all of a sudden these Republicans that are on some defund the police situations now.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, so here's what I don't understand, and I would love some clarity on this. Like, where how are y'all thinking about this? Like, when I think about in the fight for justice, freedom, and equality. Or even just street life. We're under no delusions that we're committing crimes.
Right.
Like, even if it's like civil unrest.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is a crime. So the feds are a matter of time.
Right.
Like, I know they're coming.
Right.
Because these sit-ins, you know what I'm saying, that Dr. King states are crimes. Like, we know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The difference is, the feds was coming. The feds don't want black people to organize. So they was coming whether we was committing crimes or not.
Right.
But since we committing crimes, I know it's, but it's the right thing to do because we need, because of the course of justice. Right.
Right.
So my question with them is like, okay, so which one is it? Is it like, do you understand that he committed crimes?
Nope.
It's just the right thing to do.
The right thing to do. No, because the right thing.
He's innocent. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, he's innocent in the sense that what the reason people are trying to, you know, prosecute him, persecute him is for the wrong reasons, you know, right. And it's not about that there is a fun, you know, because all the time suddenly the Hillary email thing doesn't matter. Documents yeah. don't matter. Trump was mad at James Comey for having documents and tried to get him like, you know, under yeah. the jail for stuff like that. All it is, no, man, we're going to do whatever the fuck we need to do. So
at the
all
end of
y'all
the day,
are bowing at our feet. That's it. It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, yeah. Because I'm like, okay, so yeah, you're right. So it's like, I mean, obviously, like we know at the core, this is what they saying. I'm just like, man, let me follow your logic, though. Because is he fighting for the soul of our country? And sometimes you got to break some eggs. And you know he broke eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
you're like, he's done nothing wrong this whole time. And that's the part that I'm like, I
don't
get it,
fam. It's breaking eggs because there was a study about how conservatives are like exponentially more forgiving if they find out a politician of their yeah. party committed a crime, like paying yeah. somebody to give false testimony.
Yeah.
Like in this poll, they found that Republicans were like way more accepting. Be like, I don't know if that's what you got to do. Like, so yeah. in a way, they're kind of sopranified in their mindset. Like, they're on yeah. some gangster shit where they're like, yeah, we know it's dirt, but that's what you got to do to stay on top. And,
yeah.
like, along with all of this, it's just kind of, we have all these dimensions of trying to understand when is there going to be any kind of accountability? Who's going to bring yeah. it? Is Merrick Garland going to do anything? I mean, this is a huge thing. Like, it is.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not the DOJ actually knows, like, if they're going to be able to wrap this shit up properly, that's yeah. a whole, that's the other part. I'm like, I'm curious where this lands because
yeah, for sure.
A lot of people describe it as crossing the Rubicon. Like you raid a former president's house with the FBI. That's a move.
It really
so
is.
Are you going to come? Are they half stepping and being like, well, I think this will be the stuff that sticks. Or are they really like, no, okay, this is just the final piece, whatever. It's really, that's the part that I think is variable. And yeah. I'm not quite sure of at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if you just had like the binder that had all the details of who killed JFK and he was just like, you're going to let me be president again?
Yeah, like, he's like, I'll tell everybody. I'll tell him.
I'll tell, like that feels like the sort of shit that would work itself out in his brain.
Or he's been like double hoodwinked where they made a fake binder of secrets that he thinks is all real. They're like, yeah, go ahead.
Right. The things that worry me, and this might just be because like most of the sort of main reporting that's happening is in the New York Times, but like the appeal to like it being a double standard, Mr. Trump, who campaigned on criticizing Hillary's practice of maintaining a private email server, was known throughout his term to rip up official material. Like that is not going to be enough, you know? Right. Like they need a smoking gun, and I'm hoping that they recognize that they needed to like have a smoking gun and be super confident it was there if they were going to do this shit. Also, I'm like losing faith in our ability to pull off like, you know, conspiracy theories. How the fuck are you not just like getting to the cleaning person and, like, you know, sending Ethan Hunt in there to steal that shit? What's going on? Unless they're trying to send a message, right?
Yeah.
There's like, there's that the New York Times of it all that is always on some like, oh yeah, this is it. You know? And it's like, okay, yo, chill. Like, it's like the Crocs thing. It's like, okay, it's dope. Chill, we'll fam. Like, but chill.
I think the other part is too, in any other time you'd say this could potentially be like, you know, sensitive documents as it pertains to national security. There's like, there are a couple ways to actually describe what it is. And I think it's very charitable for a lot of people saying he mishandled documents.
Right.
When the crime could potentially be he's taking top secret shit to Mar-a-Lago as like an insurance policy, or maybe to set up some other power move down the road.
And selling secrets to the Soviets on some like.
Right. Just go back to the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking to the Soviets and the conservatives. Like,
because, because it's like it's uncharted, but it's like. Okay, of all the things that are uncharted, this the part that makes the most sense is like of all the uncharted stuff.
Right.
What's uncharted is somebody losing an election and acting like they ain't lost. Right. What's uncharted, you know what I'm saying, is actually taking a box out the window. You know what I'm saying? The only part that makes sense is the feds being like, hey, you can't take that.
Yeah.
What is you doing?
They're like, did you ask him? They're like, yo, he said, fuck you last time you came.
That's what he said. So I'm like, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing that jumped out to me in the Times reporting on this is they're talking about, so in January of this year, the archives received 15 boxes from Trump that he had taken with him to Mar-a-Lago. And we're just never going to know what was in that shit, or at least like not for decades, because they described the classified material. They didn't describe the classified material it found other than to say that it was, quote, classified national security information. Like, that's not going to be enough. They're really going to need to.
They said, you know, some of the things that they're potentially retrieving in that raid were like too sensitive to even describe what the documents were.
They love saying shit.
That's
like
crazy,
that.
Man.
But I don't know. And I'm saying that's the thing is like, if it is that, then the, you know, journalists have a responsibility to not be like, he's like, he was messing around with papers.
Yeah. Right. I mean? No, this is real.
Because it is the move of like a greedy motherfucker who's like on his way out of their free hotel stay. And he's like, I'm going to take the bathrobes. I'm going to take the fucking towels.
Yeah.
I'm going to get something out of me leaving here right now.
Yeah.
And that is the mindset of someone dirty like that, which would be, box up this sensitive material because I might be able to use that shit later. I don't know when.
Maybe he doesn't even know what's in it. He might not even know all that's in it. He might just be like, I'm just going to take this. It's probably something dope in here. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
If it's that, like, I don't know. I think it needs to be connected to his, like, attempts to fix the election for it to pay off in the American, like, mind in some way, you know?
Yeah, sure. There's a ton of speculation of like what could be in there. Like, is it the phone transcripts with Zelensky that was part of his first impeachment? Is it stuff in the lead up to January 6th? Is it stuff about Tom Barrack, who is a huge donor, who asked him to meet with like officials from Qatar or like get him a pardon? There's plenty of shit that I believe is that many people are like, if there is secret, there could be a lot of incriminating shit in there. That's for sure. When you look at all the controversy surrounding him and what he would choose to be like, I got to hold on to this.
Like, why would he not tear that shit up?
Why keep it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's the thing. Like, that it feels like the more I think about it, I hadn't really been able to wrap my mind around it until you said the thing about him, like, just stealing confidential information and, like, trying to use it as leverage, which does make sense.
Yeah.
Of the sort of thing that Trump would do, but also as the sort of thing that, like, probably is not going to land with people as much, you know,
yeah,
as if it were like documents with him trying to fix the election, which we know he did. We just don't, I don't think the evidence exists.
But then you fall into the trap of like, well, it's got to be bad of enough of a crime that these fucking people who support him understand. That's not going to
happen. That's never going to happen.
So
that's
just want the rest of the people to understand.
Yeah. And they should. At least if it's a charge, this guy's got classified material and he's fucking taking it to have a stroll with or potentially sell it. Most people be like, yeah, you can't do that shit. That's
what do you do for it? Huh? What do you give me?
Exactly. But I just want to say, like, the response, like, to your point of like, the on the right, they don't know what the fuck to say right now, aside from just like absolute anger, because if the figurehead can be toppled by the FBI, then that means everybody's now
vulnerable. Anyone can get touched. Yeah,
exactly. And I think,
but also like, even on their side of the thing, like, they have to know, like, when everybody go home, that he the most reckless person they got in their squad. Like, you they're like, on the other hand, you know, you real reckless, you know what I'm saying? So I have to believe, even in all of their ghoulishness, that you have some sense of logic of like, well, I mean, it could happen to anybody, but also I think most of us got sense enough to know not to take a box home.
Right. Well, but that's the thing, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if the person you know is the figurehead of your movement can get away with all kinds of crimes, that bleeds into the base, and they're like, yeah, man. Like,
true, but if you like, look, like, again, hood politics antennas. If like, if you're one friend that's like, shit, I'll go in their house. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'll go in there and take that Nintendo. It's like, all right, nigga, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Because you did it the last two houses, you think you okay to go in there and steal this PS4. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, now y'all watch.
When you realize that this fool's mom's boyfriend, who an old school Damu, just happened to be taking a nap in the back, and he see your little ass in the bed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And beat you to a pulp, then I'm like, well, I mean, if it happened to him, it happened to anybody. Yeah. Also, I knew not to go into that boy's house.
Right.
But I feel like we're using our brains to try to think like them, and they are authoritarian. Like, they, you know, they think that Trump should be able to break all the rules, including kill people like that. They, you know, he came out like during his campaign, he came out and was like, I could shoot someone in fucking Park Avenue. And they were like, hell yeah. And that, like, that is the fundamental right wing ideology bleeding through, is that they are authoritarians. They don't give a fuck. Like, you know,
yeah, it's right if I say it's right. Yeah.
If there's anything that just resembles accountability, it's a disaster, because the momentum in their minds of the movement is to just like just flood through everything and be like, bonkers. No, you can't stop this. It's we said we're done with this. It's all ethno-nationalism now. Fuck this.
I mean, they've known that shit since Fred Hampton was killed by the FBI. Like, it's not like they don't think that happened. They know that happened at some level. They just don't give a fuck. They think,
which is really interesting, because they have people on Fox the night of the raid. A lot of people, especially people like Matt Gaetz, who are, you know, being investigated by the FBI.
Totally.
Like, yeah, the FBI needs to go. Right. Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, we got to get rid of this shit. And I want you to hear this other pundit on Fox too, who's also down with the FBI take has gained so much steam with this raid. But I just want you to hear this, because this is another take on Fox about how this thing needs to be completely dissolved.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, to ask the right questions, and to prepare for a church-style commission next year, if given a Republican majority, to dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
Yeah.
That's
is that Laura Ingraham coming in there and just like cut, like kind of bored, like, yeah,
that's the thing.
It's objective. That's what I'm saying. It's objectively funny. That is funny.
It's wild. You can't step. First of all, look, I don't think you can step to the FBI on some regular ass outraged Karen energy. Like, you know, actually, this needs to be abolished. Blah, blah, blah.
They get their man. I'm like, FBI ain't taking no losses ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's a weird enemy to articulate as a political entity. And I'm like, what is this? What is being said at the FBI now? And they're like, yo, a lot of these people really think they can come for like,
fam. For I'm us? Like, check the scoreboard, my G. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm like, they don't take L's. Like, I remember when he first started messing, like, that was one thing we talked about on the show too, where it's like, bro, like, you could ask the mob, you could ask the Black Panthers, you could ask, listen, he told you about them feds. Right. You're not going to win this one, big dog.
And right. I don't know. But then it's wild, right? Because then, the thing is, you come to power, then you put stooges in, and it just becomes a crew of people with guns who just become your other. So it's just wild to see how there's so many moving parts right now. And meanwhile, you do have Eric Trump. I just want to play this clip of him. He sounded like he was running out of steam to try and like articulate any outrage because like his dad just got his shit raided. And I don't know. He's definitely running out of gas on the outrage.
And going back to Hillary, there's a whole lot of other things. How about the Benghazi scandals? How about the Clinton Foundation? I mean, how many, you know, shady oligarchs from Russia were contributing to that? How about Uranium One? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about, you know, scandals that were never investigated, never vetted? Mm-hmm.
It's funny how many times he literally said, what about? Or how about?
That's the name of what you're doing, too.
Yeah. What about? How about? What about? How about? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that's his real voice. That's wild.
Yeah.
True.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some documents we actually have access to wonderfully, fortuitously, which are Alex Jones's text messages. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Republicans dating. Not a thing, really, I guess. If you are a really sad fascist this week and you are just devastated by the news that law enforcement occasionally comes for rich white people and you're single, This week may not be all bad, actually, because that's right. As if no one fucking asked, because they didn't. Former White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany's sister, okay,
hell
Ryan,
yeah.
She's out here.
How many N's? You got to spell it.
There we go.
R, it's like a seven N's because it's like, and this is our daughter Ryan. She's out here hawking a new product for single magas, and we saw this teased before because Peter Thiel was investing in this dating platform called The Right Stuff.
Ugh.
You know, because all of us are down with New Kids on the Block, and we can get that cool reference. But he's backing it.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah,
exactly. Bingo.
Right. But yes, this is like, so Peter Thiel's been investing in this, and this is another app in a long line of failed dating apps that's tailored to bigots. And we talk about this every time they come up. I remember in the beginnings, when the Trump administration first began, there were all these like pieces that were like, what it's like to be a Republican trying to date in the Beltway.
Those was my favorite genre, though, because then they would say, and then the person saw on, you know, on Tinder or whatever that I am a Republican or work in the Trump administration,
right,
and they dumped me. And I was like, yeah, that is a joy.
Yeah,
this
no
is
shit.
Joyful. This means joy.
They didn't like my Twitter bio said Mexicans are bad. And they took a problem with that. And they said I'm racist. I don't understand. I deserve to be loved too, even though my whole personality is built on dehumanizing others. But there was this one app called Writer, okay, R-I-G-H-T-E-R, and their tagline was, quote, when you're tired of getting swiped left on for your political beliefs, use Writer. Okay, fine. Then there was Donald Daters, if you remember.
No.
Donald Daters.
No.
Really?
Yes. The founder said this, the need that they said, quote, I saw a real need for this. People who go on the mainstream apps, they're told, if you're a Trump supporter, swipe left. That app's data got fucking hacked like 3 days after launching, and it was a total embarrassment. If you look, these accounts, like their Twitters haven't been active since like 2019. So it's definitely a struggle out there for the racists. And, you know, I don't feel for them, but I understand the investment opportunity for people like Peter. But it's very definitely hard in this dating scene. And it's, again, like I'm saying, we're all about vibes. It's almost like when your whole identity is like, these are non-humans.
Vibes.
These are non-humans. That's not a fuckable vibe. I'm sorry.
No,
for most people.
Very, very unfuckable.
And I get other people might be like, I am also backwards and hate. But I have a feeling those couples aren't really going to, I don't think a relationship
there's a deep
built
connection
on hate.
There.
Yeah.
More underlying issues.
I just wish them nothing. Like, I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to buy Apple products. They shouldn't be like, whenever I see like a like Ivanka wearing an Apple Watch, I'm like, you shouldn't be allowed to have nice things.
Oh, yeah.
No. I just feel like they should not be allowed to have anything. I have a very, really rich fantasy about what happens in through punishment, like turning all the Trump buildings into housing for homeless
public housing
and all the and all the golf courses into parks and you know all that. They're just very rich. It's rich. And he has to watch it all. Yeah, he has to watch it all from jail. But that being said, I wish them no love. And and I also am assuming that it has a horrible design interface and somehow is like a terrible experience
okay,
for everybody.
Okay, well, guess what?
A bad UI.
The UI looks pretty dope. You want to know how I know? Because I'm watching the promo video and you're going to have to watch a part of it too right now with me.
What?
And those of you, listen in because here's Ryan McEnany, Ryan with nine N's.
There is two N's. Oh, my goodness.
Out here. This is like kind of like a chopped up version of the ad.
What is she wearing? What's happening?
A straight jacket.
It is I don't know. What do you call that? Like a biker
lapel? Double breasted?
Yeah. Anyway, check her out. And this is her kind of giving you a pitch on why you should go to Hateration, the dater app or whatever.
Hey guys, I'm Ryan. I've got to tell you about something I am so excited to announce. A dating app for all of us conservatives. It's called The Right Stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's launching this September.
Okay.
What I love most about it is that it's invite only.
Ooh.
Not just anyone can join. First of all, it's free to use.
This looks like a tampon ad.
You'll never have to pay.
For my ladies, you'll never
have to pay. All get premium subscriptions for simply inviting a couple friends. Gentlemen, if you want access to premium, that's on you.
That's on you, fam.
Those are the only two options, ladies and gentlemen.
Ow!
Getting into the right data.
That's a stock photo. I did a Google image search.
Start off by building your perfect profile. No pronouns necessary.
Okay.
Is access to premium a euphemism? A sexy euphemism?
That's on you.
You want access to premium?
I like how they run it like a shitty nightclub where it's like ladies in free before nine as long as the ratios are good. Fellas thirst outside and then come in and be insufferable because the discrepancy between who pays and who doesn't is only adding to your hatred of women. I don't know.
So here's my thing about things like this. It's like question. Like, why aren't they embarrassed? Like, why is this a thing that people are doing publicly? Because they're so proud of being
you have to lean into
unattractive?
It. You have to lean into it, right? Because you will never see, like, I mean, you see Republicans, they do the victim thing when it, like, serves them. But in this instance, they can't just say, this is so fucked up. Just because all of my values don't align with a majority of other people out there looking for a romantic partner doesn't mean I have to suffer. And it's easier to say, guess what? We're all pieces of shit. And that's fine. Welcome to pieceofshitdater.com.
Piece of shit club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're like, everyone's a piece of shit. So you're never going to have to hear about why you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's like the whole, you know, safe space mentality of this. It's just to lean into it and say nothing's wrong with what we believe.
But also, I also feel like in our, you know, I have friends who, so we're in New York and LA, friends outside of Chicago, say, who are trying to date. And everybody who pops up is like, and I wish there was a no vax sticker you could have, or they're like somebody in like a, I can't say, problematic shirts of. Yeah. And it's all completely conservative. And he's actually struggling to find somebody who's not like that. So I think it's so contextual, too. It's this victimization piece, which is that's the part where I'm like, I'm sure you could find people in the normal setting if you weren't a piece of shit.
The recent thing, like, again, I feel like it shouldn't be a surprise to you if your worldview is some people don't deserve shit. Why you live in a reality where you're experiencing some kind of deficit of human attention. I don't know. That might have something to do with it on a subconscious level. I'm not a fucking guru. But I just love
you are mine now.
But like this idea, though, with like conservatives now, like, and, you know, we saw tough guy Ted Cruz be like, and you know what my pronouns are? They're kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Okay, asshole. Let me guess. You're so fucking secure in your fucking masculinity. I can only imagine, because pronouns don't exist, how one of these MAGA patriot fuckwads would be if everyone misgendered them with the wrong pronouns. If that would they be like, and that's fine, man, because that doesn't matter. Because like fuck pronouns. Like, okay. Because I would imagine with your very heteronormative worldview that if someone referred to you as, oh, she's mad over and over, are you going to be like, that's fine. I don't care. That completely doesn't even matter to me. That's not part of my identity at all, because I don't even know what a pronoun is linguistically.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are any people on Rhiannon, I already forgot the name.
Yeah, that's how Rhiannon's useless app. Yeah.
Rhiannon's app.
The right stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Hanging in tough that are not white.
No.
I'm sure, well.
The one test person they had.
Herschel
like,
Walker's son.
Herschel Walker.
Well, no, but I believe. Is he not openly gay or is he not gay? We're talking about Christian Walker?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, that's right. So he's not.
Well, I'm not going to speculate. But either way, I'm not sure who is going to be on that app. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot. Look, there are plenty of, as I've seen it myself. Plenty of people with self-consuming, inward-focused white supremacy that takes over their mind. So they may be there, and, you know, that's like the coolest person on the app.
Do they get premium access?
Yeah, not if they have a penis. Sorry, you have to pay with all the other losers. But I think what's another interesting thing is there's analysis, too, about dating, how it's generally it's skewing more like men, there are going to be more lonely men as just like if you're looking very narrowly at like cis relationships.
Oh, but wasn't it because like women's standards are going up?
Or just have like more realistic boundaries, like not willing to put up with bullshit. So then there's like men who are like, I was raised like fucking with no skills of self-awareness. Also, the world is changing around me. Maybe I can go to my app called caveperson.com.
My dick is small.
Yeah.
Right.
If the outcome of all this is we have less shitty dudes. Thumbs way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the problem with that, though, is that I mean, so I'm reading a book right now, as Rebecca knows. It's called The Men. Mm-hmm. And it came out earlier this year. And I believe it's Sandra Newman, Newhouse. I'm so sorry. I'll look it up. I'll have it by the end of this. But it's
Sandra Newman.
Sci-fi about if all the men disappeared one day. Right. Every single person with a Y chromosome disappeared in the same moment from the face of the earth. And also, like, pregnancies disappeared and like all Y chromosomes disappeared.
Shout out the XX.
Love 818XX. But it's like the idea that all of these shitty men go away is a great one. Except the problem is that in our world, the shitty men don't go away. They like band together and become triply shitty and violent to everybody else. We got to like fix the shitty men.
Yeah.
But if they're on caveman.com, then how do we get to them?
Caveman.com, well, hopefully then their technologies won't evolve past sticks and stones. And like, they'll be frightened to death at the sight of a fucking flashlight.
Right.
And that's how we beat them.
I'll strike a match.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. I'm a demon that you heard about in your cave stories.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.